What's going on, guys? BJJ Report. BJJ Report. You gotta sing it, right? You gotta sing it. BJJ Report plus Triple M. What does that Triple M stand for? And that Triple M stands for My Morning Miracle. And my morning miracle this morning was coming out of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu alive. We were practicing some pretty nasty choke holds this morning, and my morning miracle is coming out of there still being able to talk. My throat feels pretty raw this morning, just feeling pretty rough. So my morning miracle consists of doing a little bit of reading, a little bit of affirmation, a little bit of vision, a little bit of silence, aka meditation, mindfulness, and there's some other things that happen in there. But I, you know, accomplished all those things this morning. It's always good to accomplish that. And when you combine it with all the things that you're learning, like making a left here at 7 a.m., probably not the best idea. as a matter of fact, I did it earlier. I don't need to make a left here. Being willing to take an alternate route. Don't stick with just one. That's the beauty of it, right? The beauty of life. So that's something that's implied in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, right? You sit there, you find yourself in one position, and Samantha was doing a great job teaching this morning. It's not so much what you are trying to get the other person to do. It's just as much as letting the other person kind of do a lot of the work for you. It's not even really the work for you. They're gonna fall into a position, and if you are strong enough in your technique, and if you've been paying attention, if you've been putting in the work, you're gonna know when something falls into place. You're gonna know what to do when you see the opening. So a lot of times, it's like kind of reminds me of High Fidelity when John Cusack's trying to make out with his high school sweetheart, you know, attack and retreat. But it's really similar to that, where you go in for something and it's not there. You lean back a little bit. You let somebody else try to, you know, be the aggressor. You let somebody else do the positioning. You let somebody else set themselves up. And if you have some patience coupled with some knowledge, you're gonna have your way with them, at least in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. And that was kind of what happened to me this morning. Like I said, you know, rolling with I'm a white belt, and that's kind of a confession, but not really. It's awesome. And I had to laugh at myself because I'm still wearing my Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu gi this morning. Some people might call them pajamas. And I was getting gas, and I was at the Sheetz, which is what this was not brought to you by, but it could have been brought to you by Sheetz. It may as well have been. And I took off my gi top, like the jacket, and I think the belt, more so because it was white than anything else. Like, well, maybe it was a blue belt. I'd roll in there. These are thoughts that I have as I progress into the morning. But yeah, guys, that's it, man. The Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu report's pretty simple, straightforward this morning. Put yourself in uncomfortable positions, and realize kind of when you're there. You know, I think what's okay about, you know, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu too, is when you find yourself, when you feel yourself just going into the position. I'm in a course where this gentleman, Kane Ramsey, created. He's got a really nice Facebook group that supports it. And there's plenty of other conversations. I believe that if you're a follower of Wayne Dyer, if you listen to, geez, I'm trying to think of all the people who told, like, there's this poem that goes, you know, hey, I walk down a road, I fall in a hole. It takes me a long time to get out. I walk down the same road, I walk, I fall into the same hole, it takes me less time to get out. That type of thing. So in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and again, especially when you're rolling with somebody who's more advanced than you, you know where you don't want to be, because simply because you've been there before, it doesn't mean you're not going to get there again. It doesn't mean strictly because you've gotten there before. A lot of times you don't know how you got there. You got to ask those questions, like, how did I just get into this position? How did I? And that, you know, that is applicable anywhere. You keep finding yourself in a similar situation. You hear people say, well, if you got there once, it was a mistake. If you got there a second time, that was on purpose. Bullshit. All right? That person, whoever said that, is an asshole. That's my take. Because you're going to end up in a very similar position almost innumerable times. Because you're not thinking about not getting into that position. You're thinking about getting somewhere else. You're thinking about anything but getting into that position. And until you've gotten into that position several times, you're like, wait a second. Why and how do I keep getting here? And let's have that conversation. You don't have a turn signal on, so I got away with my life on that one. Use your turn signals, people. They're very advantageous. They send a signal to all of us, to all around. even if you end up in that same position repeatedly, it's not that you don't want to get there. You're trying for something else, and eventually you're going to say, all right, enough is enough. I've ended up somewhere where I don't want to be several times, and I've done this on my own. You know, I've gotten here by myself repeatedly. Why don't I ask somebody who knows more shit than I do to say, hey, keep getting here. I keep ending up here in the same position. And I can't figure out why. I can't figure out why. And I don't think it's a mistake until you understand what to do right. So people can prattle. I'll call it prattle. People can prattle all they want about, like, you know, if you got there once, it was on purpose, you know, a mistake. If you got there a second time, no, dude. No. It's a mistake once you realize that it's a mistake. Once it has been brought to your attention that there is a way for you to avoid that mistake, maybe then. And even then, you still need some repetition. You're like, I know. You're good. You got me here again. So that is that going to do it? It's going to do it, guys. If you are enjoying these, if you are any value out of these, share with your friends. Give us some hearts. Give us some love. Give us some likes. Check out something new for you. Talk about being in uncomfortable positions. I'll make a post later, a video. I got to share the video where, you know, basically I'm stretched out getting choked. That is very uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable. Knowing how I put somebody there or how I achieved that and knowing when somebody's going to put me into that makes me comfortable with trying to avoid it, right? That's the mistake we're not trying to make. So somebody's going to get me on there. Some grammar Nazi's going to get me with that one. But anyways, that is the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Report. You guys have an amazing day. Finally released a long overdue podcast today with Justin Bailey. I'll tag you, Justin, here on the end. Sorry. Took me so long to get there, but he and I had a conversation way back in a way back machine that is finally getting released today from the archives. Check that out. Go to fatherhoodfortherestofus.com. Pick up the podcast. You can check out the podcast on iTunes, all those other places. If you do enjoy the podcast, like that, share, download, subscribe, and that is gonna do it.